Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. I am Whitney Milina. In the headlines, Dominica Freedom Party leader Kent Vital has presented suggestions to the DLP government with regard to the gradual opening up of the country after COVID-19 cases have subsided and it is safe to do so. From the region, Cayman Islands Premier Aladdin McLaughlin said Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee advised 100,000 kits would be enough for the population and can sell half of its COVID-19 tests to other countries in the region. And on the international scene, China is said to be using technology to track confirmed COVID-19 cases to guide the reopening of its economy while containing potential hotspots, but this raised concerns over digital privacy. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Welcome back. In our top story, economist and leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, DFP, Kent Vital, has presented suggestions to the DLP-led government with respect to the gradual opening up of the country after COVID-19 cases have subsided and the country is safe. He suggested 2 hours be added or removed across the board appropriately to include a reduced curfew time frame and extended shopping hours while still practicing social distancing.
In the first instance, the first gradual step could be 2 hours, putting 2 additional hours, giving people 2 additional hours in across the board. So for instance, the curfew hours could be moved to 8 o'clock rather than 6. The supermarkets could be allowed to go longer, at least another 2 hours. The banks in that case could go back to normal working hours. And that initial first step would be a step towards normalcy. But you still need to observe all the social etiquette. We still need to promote that highly because, as we said, until everybody tests negative, until sufficient time has passed, you don't want to let down your guard on that regard. So while you can begin to, after another week or so, begin to give people, you know, more time to get the business done, you still want to continue to encourage the hygiene, the social distancing, the wearing of masks. You still want to encourage those things.
He also suggested the weekend lockdown be removed after 2 weeks of no active coronavirus cases while maintaining precautionary measures. Vital insisted that the last suggested phase of opening up the country does not include the reopening of its borders, as that is dependent on the COVID-19 progress in neighboring countries.
And in the last stage, you lift everything. But in lifting everything, you're not lifting your lockdown, not lockdown, you're closing off your borders. You cannot reopen your borders until the countries you're reopening your borders to. And it could be on a phased basis, right? The countries you're reopening your borders to have also gotten over this thing completely or sufficiently, right? So that will all the phases we're talking about still doesn't include the opening of borders. The opening of borders, it has to be a judgment that is made based on the progress that the other countries are making in terms of dealing with this thing and in terms of the science, in terms of other waves that may come. Because although country may have overcome it in terms of no new cases, but if there are other waves and the country doesn't have the proper protocols to deal with those, then that's something we'll have to take advice from the WHO on as we go on.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, DFP, Kent Vital. In more news, Dominica Manufacturers Association President Savra McKenzie to its cooperation received from farmers in its initiative to facilitate the sale and purchase of local produce and other products safely online in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. This initiative was also meant to promote social distancing and discourage person-to-person contact, which is the main cause of the community spread of the virus. The activity was undertaken in collaboration with Dominica News Online, DNO, and other media institutions. Mackenzie noted the restrictions at the Roseau Market, where the facility is opened for just a few hours in just a few days a week, and that many people are very reluctant to go to the Roseau Market to get their fresh produce, possibly for fear of contracting the disease. The DMA is therefore encouraging persons to continue to take advantage of the initiative, as it plans to continue the online operations beyond COVID-19. He noted further that some customers had established relationships whereby they are asking the farmers to deliver their products to them at the end of every week or every 2 weeks in some cases. The DMA is therefore encouraging farmers to collaborate with other farmers in their community in order to be able to supply the items that they themselves may not have on their farms. Also in agriculture, on the report of Agricultural Officer Dr. Al Mario Casimir, there are so far over 1,700 persons registered to participate in the recently launched Food Security Initiative. He announced that seedling distribution will intensify this week and distribution will take place on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays and will be carried out by agricultural extension officers in the various districts. Registration for the food security measure geared at backyard gardening is being implemented by the Ministry of Agriculture and is still ongoing. Dr. Casimir reiterated that the initiative is not intended to be an economic pursuit, but is simply an attempt to alleviate the immediate farmer plate needs of the country through the backyard strategy. In more agricultural news, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Reginald Thomas, revealed that the government will be implementing a $65 million World Bank-funded program intended to restore Dominica's food base. He made that disclosure during an interview on a state-owned DBS radio. He said they brought in well over $5 million of various inputs that are being distributed, which will continue to contribute to restoring and expanding Dominica's food base. He referred to an emergency agriculture program that is being discussed with the World Bank, of which information will be shared later with the general public. Meantime, former UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine, who now holds the position of a senior economic and international policy advisor to the government of South Sudan in Africa, also called on the government and the people of Dominica to place more focus on agriculture in the view of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has increased demand for food worldwide, which he considers has created an opportunity to go back to agriculture in a major way at this point in time. Dr. Fontaine also pleaded for a return to manufacturing, stating, and I quote, "It is time for us to get serious about our own survival and get serious about manufacturing," end quote. He believes Dominica should be in a position to manufacture hand sanitizers, since the key ingredients for the washing of hands is alcohol. He said, "Imagine if we had our Bay Oil industry up and running, the kinds of monies that could be made by processing hand sanitizers using our Bay Oil industry." Still on the national scene, speaking to the expected aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Dominica Freedom Party has made an in-depth analysis of Dominica's economy under the management of the Dominica Labour Party administration. The DFP leader and economist Kent Vital added that his executive has observed the actions of the finance minister and the prime minister over the years, and analyzed the policies implemented by the DLP administration and its dependency on the CBI program for national revenue.
impacted by the recession that's ensuing in the face of COVID-19. But there could be additional reluctance by patrons to use cruise services, given the negative experience of the cruise ship industry during the early period of the global spread of the new coronavirus, a factor which may reduce the overall appeal for taking cruise holidays. Apart from tourism and agriculture, two other significant areas supported economic activity in Dominica: funds from the CBI program and remittances from Dominicans living abroad. We have already noted that much of the funds under the CBI program are not transiting through the banking system to Dominica. The CBI program was a major source of funding government activity in Dominica, to include public sector investments and social programs such as the National Employment Program, the NEP. This contributed significantly to sustaining economic activity on the island. A significant fall in CBI flows will spell disaster for government finances in an environment where it will not be easy to raise revenue from other sources. As for that matter, tax receipts will fall as economic activity is curtailed as a result of COVID-19 curfew and lockdowns, as well as a result of lower economic activity that will ensue in the aftermath of COVID-19 pandemic. And that will depend on how deep and prolonged the global recession proves to be, even after borders are reopened.
The Economist added that this also explains Prime Minister Scarry's reluctance to present and implement an effective stimulus package to meet the needs of the Dominican citizens during this crisis.
The truth is that the government of Dominica is practically bankrupt. This was the case before the impact of COVID-19, but the fiscal situation will get much worse with the impact of the pandemic. This is greatly affecting the ability of the government to provide a meaningful relief package to allow disadvantaged persons to cope with the impact of the pandemic, and to provide a stimulus package to mitigate a decline in economic activity that is likely to ensue even after the spread of the new coronavirus has been effectively halted in Dominica and in our major trading partners. With regards to remittances to Dominica, which provides a significant area of support in terms of the livelihoods of many persons, there's likely to be a fall. Many Dominicans who work overseas will have reduced incomes, and some will lose their jobs as the global recession deepens. Others will suffer losses in the value of their investments in the wake of stock market declines. While Dominicans living overseas are loyal to their families in Dominica, they may have to adjust, and that could include sending home less remittances.
DFP leader and economist Kent Vital. And finally, on the national scene, Minister for Health Dr. Irvin McIntyre is urging the Dominicans to continue to cooperate with the Ministry of Health with the COVID-19 measures currently in effect. Dr. McIntyre took time to remind citizens that the measures are in place to protect everyone on island from the damaging effects of the COVID-19 virus.
There must be a little bit of anxiety related to the closed down measures and the curfew, etc. Those things are necessary. That's the way we can actually contain the virus. We want to, as I said before, we want to reach a stage where we can contain the virus and not get into a stage where we have to mitigate the virus. So people have to be, just to understand, a little longer. It's a little sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice for the greater goal. Actually, we're looking into the areas where we can maybe ease up a little bit as regarding to the timings and the movement restrictions, which we will obviously address you all as time goes along. We understand the inconvenience, but it's all for the greater goal for all of us, and it's for our safety and the country's safety as a whole.
Minister for Health, Dr. Irvin McIntyre. From the region, the government of the Cayman Islands is prepared to sell up to half of its COVID-19 tests to other countries in the region. Speaking during a recent press briefing, Premier Aladdin McLaughlin said the territory's chief medical officer, Dr. Don Lee, had advised that 100,000 kits would be enough for the population. The territory initially procured 200,000 tests, although only 165,000 of those have arrived, with the remainder being kept in the UK. So far, a deal has been agreed to sell 20,000 to Barbados, and Bermuda has been offered the 35,000 tests currently in England, but discussions are continuing over exactly how many they need. It was also disclosed that other countries in the region, including Jamaica, St. Lucia, Belize, and the Bahamas, as well as other British overseas territories including Turks and Caicos and the Falklands, have made inquiries. According to McLaughlin, Cayman's leaders would have to exercise the wisdom of Solomon to distribute those throughout the region. And on the international scene, China is said to be using technology to track confirmed COVID-19 cases in order to guide the reopening of its economy while containing potential hotspots. This level of technology shows that China is by far one of the most technological advanced countries in the world. However, this also raises major concerns over digital privacy. CNN's David Culver reports.
China's reopening is happening under the watchful eye of big data and perhaps Big Brother. Local governments tracking the movements of hundreds of millions. We noticed the start of this effort back in mid-February, arriving in Shanghai from Beijing. Each arriving passenger required to write down health and travel history and register for your personal QR or barcode.
Have you been traveling away from China for the past 3 days? No.
A few weeks later, and Shanghai had rolled out its QR codes citywide. Walking into a restaurant, hotel, shopping mall, you're expected to show it. Here in Shanghai, shop owners and hotel managers have told us a green means you're clear to go in. Yellow or red suggests you've been in an area with high exposure to the virus, and it could mean quarantine. It is all part of contact tracing, an effort to track and contain confirmed cases. Here in China, it's done on the widely used WeChat and Alipay apps.
To stop the spread of the virus, contact tracing is an essential step, and this is why similar initiatives are being adopted in many places around the world.
Major Chinese tech companies are finding other innovations amid the outbreak. CNN spoke with Xinchuan Hua from Alibaba. He does artificial intelligence research. He says more than 160 hospitals in China and others in Japan are using the CT image analytics to help diagnose coronavirus.
The whole approach is nearly 60 times faster than human detection.
Alibaba also turning to genome sequencing, analyzing the virus's DNA to help diagnose the virus. They say they can screen 20 samples simultaneously. The tech giant also involved in tracking future hotspots of the virus. It's all giving the company potential access to so much personal health data, raising privacy concerns.
So we don't store any data. We just analyze it and then pass the result to the hospital where doctor can use it as a reference to assist their own medical judgment.
What about the government, though? Particularly with the QR codes, personal local data, and health information. It might prove effective in containing the spread, but is it the start of China using a pandemic to closely track its citizens and those potentially of other countries? Should they export this technology? Local governments using the QR have publicly posted they will discontinue them as soon as the outbreak ends.
Who's going to determine, like, for example, when the pandemic actually ends? When is the end point? When should governments or companies actually delete the personal data or the tracing data that they're actually collecting?
For now, many here in China focused on stopping the spread and navigating their new normal. David Culver, CNN, Shanghai.
CNN's David Culver. And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. From the region, Dominica Freedom Party leader Kent Vital has presented suggestions to the DLP government with regard to the gradual opening up of the country after COVID-19 cases have subsided and it is safe to do so. From the region, Cayman Islands Premier Aladdin McLaughlin said Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee advised 100,000 kits would be enough for the population and can sell half of its COVID-19 tests to other countries in the region. And internationally, China is said to be using technology to track confirmed COVID-19 cases to guide the reopening of its economy while containing potential hotspots, but this raised concerns over digital privacy. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. I am Whitney Milliner.